joining me on the WBGO Journal is Dr. Gloria Davey, who is the professor of humanities and social sciences, the Berklee College School of Liberal Arts. Wikipedia Editathon is going on, and she is one of the people directly involved. Dr. Davey, thanks for joining us on the WBGO Journal.
Thank you, Doc.
Tell us about Wikipedia Editathon. A lot of people know that, you know, people contribute to Wikipedia and that it's not always reliable. Let's talk about the history of this Editathon and how you got involved.
I'm a teacher, and this semester I'm teaching gender, race, and class. And this course is directly related to this Wikipedia Editathon. Now, Wikipedia Editathon is an organized event where editors in a community edit and improve a specific topic or type of content, typically including basic editing training for new editor, just as my students or at this point in time. Now, in order to correct bias from editors, Wikipediathon has sprung up to edit and populate Wikipedia with more diverse content. Thus, Berklee College, in recognition of Hispanic Heritage Month, the librarians at Berklee College, in a collaborative effort with faculty and also my chairperson, Dr. Gregory Hotchkiss, what we're doing, we have decided to work with students to update articles in order to recognize the contributions of the Hispanic community. At our newer campus, two courses adapted this project. The courses are Introduction to Ethics and My Class, as I stated prior. My students will edit any negative bias information and replace with valid and reliable information via the Wikipediathon. The students will choose articles to edit based on the following criteria. The articles must be notable to be added to the encyclopedia and should be related to Hispanic heritage. The person must be an important figure in society, cited by peers or successors.
You told me about a couple of examples that where Wikipedia articles had errors because of a lack of fact-checking that really were being perpetuated because of wrong information. And one was about a Cuban-American poet. And the Editathon has already made a difference. Tell us about that.
His name, Richard Blanco. He published numerous poetry collections, and his work was appreciated in a variety of literary journals and anthologies. He was selected as the inaugural poet for President Barack Obama's second inauguration in 2013. Wikipedia's article about Richard was clearly biased because of insufficient information published about his MARC achievement. However, yesterday, before I came, I said, let me conduct a research. And I noticed that an updated article with valid and reliable information was noted. Thus, Wikipedia must have admitted their faults.
So let me ask you this. Have you had a conversation with anybody who runs Wikipedia to say, hey, there are a lot of inconsistencies here, there's a lot of bias here, and that we're actually doing this project?
Now, what the librarian at Berklee College, they've reached out to Wikipedia. Thus, in a collaborative effort, that's one of the reasons why our students will be working to edit some of these articles.
So they're on board with this.
Yes.
That's wonderful news. Because I think what you're saying here is that incorrect facts, bias reporting, it just starts to compound because every time somebody goes to get information, they perpetuate those falsehoods.
Yes.
And that's not good.
No, it's not good. However, now that we want to bring about awareness, And although Wikipedia has its weaknesses and its strengths, we can take a page out of that. For example, we're teaching students that Wikipedia has some useful resources as well when used properly. For example, they can use Wikipedia as a starting point for their research, but check for reliability and valid sources. They can use Wikipedia trying to discover more about their research and maintain a level of skepticism, okay, when reviewing a Wikipedia article.
So I think bringing this awareness out is a great idea. How have the students been reacting to this?
They were amazed because prior they would be like, I did my research using Wikipedia. So then I told them that they can use Wikipedia, but they cannot cite Wikipedia. What they can do, they can check the citation that Wikipedia used to validify the findings.
Isn't it also a case that if we're seeing bias, that the people who are putting up the information on Wikipedia, first of all, we all have biases. We know that, right? But the people who are doing it might not be necessarily as well-versed, especially when it comes to Hispanic American heritage, than some other cultures, right?
Yes, that is true. For example, the people who are updating Wikipedia, they might not have any type of formal education. They're white-collared. And also, research has shown that over 90% are males.
Wow.
Yes.
I didn't know that. That's very interesting, isn't it?
That sure is.
Why do you think that's the case?
Because we're living in a male-dominated society here in America. And we're males. I don't want to be political right now either. But if you notice what's going on in society right now, male runs things here in America.
We're speaking with Dr. Gloria Davey, who is Professor of Humanities and Social Sciences at Berklee College School of Liberal Arts. Take me into your classroom. What kind of discussions have you been having with the students lately about class and gender and race?
Well, with regards to my class, when my second lecture, I addressed the different types of classes here in America. And when I informed my students that there are 6 classes, they were amazed. And when I told them that there was an underclass, they were further taken aback. And I told them that there's the upper class, which is a 1%, and then the 99% are categorized. For example, you have high middle class, and lower middle class, and they were taken aback. They stated that I thought that middle class was removed because they're no longer a middle class here in America. We only have rich and poor. But I stated that for the purposes of the course and the text, I'll have to address the 6 different classes.
How about discussions about immigration in your class?
Well, with regards to immigration, it is a hot topic in my class. And with regards to immigration, first, I'm an immigrant from Jamaica, West Indies, and I worked really hard. I came here with a mission to educate myself so that I'll be able to give back to my community. And that's one of the reasons why I'm a teacher, to reach as much students as possible as a mean of giving back.
Tell me what it's been like for you to be a professor and to be a teacher. You're teaching some really important stuff right now during a really critical time in their lives.
Yes, it so happened that I can say it's not all about teaching. I bring to the forefront or the classroom social work skills, counseling skills, case manager skills, and they all collaborated well. For example, sometimes I might prepare a lecture to go in and teach, but when I enter the classrooms and based on the needs of my students, I'll have to put away that lecture and address homelessness or address hunger or address mental health issues. And then they are able to accept me. So I'm one of the go-to people whom they can, they establish that trust, and they're able to tell me what's going on in their lives so that I can either make referrals at Berklee College or refer them outside of Berklee College.
What's your ultimate goal? How long are you going to do it, and what would you be happy with as an end result?
Okay. This will be for the entire month of October. And at the end, we want students to take away that they can take control. They can be leaders in their community. So they can walk outside, try to identify issues based on the Wikipedia-thon. They can research. They can also use critical thinking processes to assess major institution support systems. They can examine history of social institutions and become aware of the tragic failures of social engineering and government control.
So far, what has been the most interesting comment that one of the students has given you regarding this project?
They were amazed. I have a student who told me, "Professor Davy, you are a godsend." But I told them that it's not just your professor, but your librarian, your class center staff members, and Eileen Greenfield. Because if it wasn't for her, we wouldn't have been on the air. I wouldn't have been on the air today.
Who was Dr. Davy's mentor that made you want to do this?
It so happened that I have several mentors. I had a mentor when I was attending Bronx Community College, and her name was Dr. Ann Kellerman, and she was my mentor. And when I came to Berklee College, my chairperson, Dr. Gregory Hotchkiss, who took me under his wing, he hired me, and he had been my mentor at Berklee College, and we worked together as a team.
If you held a summit on race, mm-hmm. gender, class, mm-hmm. what would be the message? I know there's so much there, so this is a hard question.
Yes.
But what would you like to boil it down to that people leaving that auditorium would say, Dr. Davy, she understands what's going on. This is what your message would be.
Okay, my message would be to the relationship between race, gender, and class, and the reality in the determination of socioeconomic mobility, and to analyze the perceived role of race and gender in the American society.
Anything else you'd like to add about Wikipedia Edit-a-thon?
We want to get the message out that it has its strengths and its weaknesses. However, please examine the sources. If you do use Wikipedia, don't cite Wikipedia, but look at some of the sources that they've used. Conduct your research, because at the end of the day, you will be accountable.
Dr. Gloria Davy, Professor of Humanities and Social Sciences at Berklee College School of Liberal Arts and very involved in Wikipedia Edit-a-thon at Berklee College. What a thrill to have you here on the WBGO Journal. I get so many positive vibes from you. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's my greatest pleasure to be here and to meet you in person. And I've never dreamt that this would be an opportunity for me to be on your radio.
We appreciate that you took the time out. Thanks so much, Dr.
You're
Davy.
You're very welcome, Doc.